May peace be with all our brothers and sisters.
愿大兄弟姐妹大家平安。
This evening, our topic for mutual encouragement is the golden lampstand.
今晚我想用这个金灯台与大家一起来勉励。
As the night fall, it's dark outside. We need to have lamp inside the house.
我们知道，当外面天黑的时候，我们在房间里面就需要一个灯台。
Otherwise, we see nothing.
不然的话，我们就什么都看不见。
And now we have electricity, we have electrical lamp and light.
现在我们知道，在现在我们都有电，然后我们都有电灯。
But during the Bible times, they didn't have this electricity, but they still have different kind of light.
在古时候，我们在圣经的那个时候，我们知道，那时候并没有电，但是他们还是有这种光。
They use oil lamp.
他们用的是用油点着的光。
But inside the temple of God,
在圣殿里面
，inside the tabernacle.
在会幕里面
，There's also the lampstand, which is for the lighting.
在那里他们用灯台来照亮。
And in the book of Revelation, even the lampstand appear in the vision of John.
在启示录那里记载说，约翰他在异象中也看到这个灯台。
What does it represent?
那这个灯台代表什么呢
？Let's turn to Revelation chapter 1.
我们现在翻开启示录的第一章。
Revelation chapter 1, verse 12.
启示录的第一章第十二节。
Revelation chapter 1, verse 12.
启示录的第一章第十二节。
Please read.
第十二节，我转过身来，要看是谁发声与我说话。既转过来，就看见七个金灯台。
In this event that John saw,The vision shown to him by Lord Jesus Christ.
在这里，约翰他看到一个神给他一个异象。
That's why he wrote down. It's called the Book of Revelation.
所以这本书它叫做启示录。
What is it? Revelation all about?
那神都启示了什么呢
？If we go back to chapter 1 verse 11,
如果我们看回来第一章的第十一节
，It talks about that the Holy Spirit told him to write down what he saw about the seven churches.
这里是记载说，圣灵要约翰他写下他所看见关于七个教会的东西。
Of course, during John's time, they have more than seven churches.
我知道在当时，他们当然不止只有七个教会。
But why did the Bible put down only seven churches?
为什么圣经在这里只记载这七个教会呢
？It's a representation of all the churches.
其实这七个教会代表当时所有的教会。
Seven represent perfect number.
我们知道说七是个完全的数字。
So it represent all the churches at the time.
所以它代表当时所有的教会。
And also represent all the churches will be at the end time.
当然了，七也代表在末世的所有的教会。
If you look at our church today, we are already at the end time.
如果我们看看我们现在的社会，我们知道我们是。处在末世的时候
We are already facing a lot of challenges.
我们已经在现在这个社会面临了许多的挑战。
If you look at the seven churches, some churches are very strong, but some churches are very weak.
我们看看那七个教会，他们当中有些是强的，有些是比较软弱的。
Some is very shining a lot and give us good example.
有些教会给我们他发出很亮的光，给我们很好的榜样。
But some are very dim; they're almost dying out.
但也有些教会他们是灰。非常的昏暗。
This represents the end time.
那个就是代表末世的时候。
Different churches, different situation.
不一样的教会有不一样的情况。
When I say different churches, it's within the true church.
当我讲不一样的教会，不一样的教会都是指着真教会。
Within the true church, different places is different.
就是在真教会里面，不一样的地方的教会也是不一样的。
Some are stronger, some are weak.
有些地方的教会会比另外一些教会更强。
Some are very weak.
有些教会会比较软弱。
Jesus already foretold the situation for us.
主耶稣在当时就跟我们这样告诉我们。
And even also this can represent seven different kind of members.
这同时也可以代表七种不一样的信徒。
Even within a church, there are different kind of members.
我们知道在教会里面我们有各种各样的信徒。
The faith that this situation is different.
所以他们的所面临的问题都是不一样的。
So that's why we have to study the book of Revelation.
所以我们就要来一起学习这启示录。
Now when John saw the vision,
当约翰看见这个
，he heard the voice.
And
then he tried to turn around and try to find out who is talking to him.
他就转身, but what did
he see?
但是他看见了什么呢?
He saw the seven golden lampstands.
他看到了七个金灯台.
This is the beginning of the vision.
这个是他看到异象的开始.
So he saw seven lampstands.
他看到七个金灯台.
And then verse 13.
然后13节,
he saw someone who looked like a son of man is in between in the middle of the lampstand.
在13节告诉我们说, 约翰看见灯台中间有一个人好像人质。
Now, we have to picture this ourselves in our mind about this vision.
所以我们可以自己在头脑, 想想这个画面。
He saw seven lampstands. Seven.
我们可以想象说前面有七个灯台。
And then in between there's a person.
然后在这中间有一个人,
who is this person?
这个人是谁呢?
It's Lord Jesus Christ.
这个人就是主耶稣。
When we think about Lord Jesus Christ, we always think about, oh, Jesus is very merciful, is very compassionate, very nice, very calm. This kind of picture we saw a lot in the paintings.
当我们想到主耶稣的时候, 或者我们看到一些, 主耶稣的油画的时候, 我们常常会把主耶稣想象成他是个非常, 好的, 非常慈爱的, 非常和蔼的一个人。
Yes, this is one aspect of Lord Jesus Christ.
是的, 神的一个属性就是他非常的慈爱。
He's very loving.
他非常的有爱心。
Very kind.
他非常和蔼。
But this is only one of the aspects and accents.
但是他这只是, 神性的一个表面。
Here tells another aspect of Lord Jesus Christ.
这里告诉我们说，主耶稣他有另外一个特征。
He's not merciful, kind, and caring sign.
他并不是, 我们所想象那样可爱。
But it's rather very majestic, very powerful, very stern, very judgmental.
在这里, 他描述的主耶稣是一个, 非常有尊严的一个主耶稣。
Because this is the Lord Jesus Christ you will see at the end time.
因为这个主耶稣是我们在末世时候, 主要看见的主耶稣。
Now you see Jesus is his the Savior, he's willing to accept sinner to repent.
现在我们, 讲到主耶稣, 我们把他想成他是一个救主, 他是个非常有,
but after we die, when we face the judgment seat,
但是当我们死了之后, 当我们面对审判的时候,
the Lord Jesus will see, it's just like what this picture here.
我们就会看到这里所描述的主耶稣。
He's very big in figure, very tall.
他非常的高大。
And then wear a very long robe.
他会穿个非常长的长袍,
and then his breast have a very gold belt.
然后他会腰间束着金带,
and then his head is hair all white, so holy.
然后他头发就会, 都是白的, 看起来非常的圣洁,
and then his eyes shining like fire.
然后他的眼睛就会像火焰一样。
Wow, what does it mean?
那这告诉我们什么呢?
This is very scary, right?
听起来好像很恐怖。
If you saw Jesus manifest like this, I think you'd be scared.
如果我们看见主耶稣像我们显这样子向我们显现，我们可能会感到害怕。
Because Jesus is the judgment Lord at this time.
但是我们知道，主耶稣在这里，他是个施行审判的神。
He saw everything, everyone, whatever you do and say.
他看见我们每一个人做的每一件事情。
And especially here, the vision tells us Jesus stand in between the seven lampstands.
在这里, 特别记载说主耶稣站在七个灯台的中间。
Who will Jesus judge first? In the judgment day,
主耶稣在审判的日子会先审判谁呢?
Who will he judge first?
他会先审判谁呢?
Sometimes we always think, oh, judgment day, right? He must judge the murderer, you know, the liar, the adulteress. No.
有时候我们会想说，在末日时候，主耶稣可能会先审判那些杀人犯、那些做坏事的人。
And of course, Jesus will judge them.
当然，主耶稣他会,审判他们。
But the Bible tells us very clearly that Jesus do not judge them first.
但是, 圣经非常的明确告诉我们, 他并不会先审判他们。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 4.
我们翻开彼得前书的第四章。
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 16.
彼得前书的,
verse 17.
第四章的第十七节。
1 Peter 4, 17.
彼得前书第四章第十七节, 因为时候到了, 审判要从神的家起手。 若是先从我们起手, 那不信从神福音的人将有何等的结局呢?
Here, the Bible tells us, when judgment day comes, when Jesus comes, he'll start his judgment from the house of God.
这里告诉我们说, 当审判的时候, 到了的时候, 神会先从他的家来开始审判。
God will not judge Bin Laden first, right?
神他并不会先审判本拉登。
Or Hitler first.
也不会审判希特勒。
Who will he judge first?
他会先审判谁呢？
He will start from the house of God.
会先从神的家开始。
Right, starting from the house of God.
先从神的家开始。
Because house of God, the people should know the word.
因为神家里的人，他们应该知道神的话语。
You're supposed to obey it.
我们应该遵守神的话。
You're supposed to be the lampstand.
我们应该要是那个金灯台的。
So that's why God will judge you first.
所以神会先审判我们。
See whether you're up to the standard.
看看我们有没有符合他的标准。
So that's why when John turned back, he saw the Son of Man in between the lampstand.
所以当约翰转过身看见神在灯台之间中间的时候，
God will judge the church.
神会审判世界。
Sometimes we forget.
审判教会。有时候我们会忘记。
Sometimes we want to be the judge.
你说我们自己想成为那个审判官。
This is right, this is wrong.
我们说哦，这个是对的，那个是错的。
Sometimes actually don't forget we are not the judge.
我们忘记说我们其实不是那个审判官。
God is the judge.
因为只有神才是真正的
审判官。We only know something with limitation.
我们的知识都是很有限的。
We know the present, we didn't know the future.
我们只知道现在的事情，我们并不知道以后会发生的事情。
We know the present, we may not know the very detail in the past.
我们可能知道现在的一些事情，但是我们可能对一些历史并不是很了解。
You know the superficial, but you don't know the thought of human mind.
我们可能只能看东西，只看表面，并不知道人的内心。
So, our judgment is not complete.
所以我们的审判并不是完全的。
But God's judgment is complete.
只有神的审判是完全的。
So that's why God is standing in between the lampstand.
所以神他站在金灯台的中间。
He will judge the house of God.
他会审判神的家。
So God is not only the king, he's also the judge.
所以神他不仅是个王，他也是一个审判者。
So that's why we must always remind ourselves about this.
所以我们要常常的这样来提醒自己。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 1.
我们现在翻回来看启示录的第一章。
Now about this seven lampstand.
这个七个金灯台。
Is what we are going to focus today.
是我们今晚所要强调的重点。
What is this seven lampstand?
这七个金灯台到底代表什么？
Let's turn to chapter 1 verse 20.
我们看一下启示录的第一章第二十节。
Chapter 1 verse 20.
启示录第一章第二十节，论到你所看见在我右手中的七星和七个灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者，七灯台就是七个教会。
Here the Bible tells us this vision, the seven lampstand represent the seven churches.
这里这个意象告诉我们说，这个意象中的七个灯台就是七个教会。
And also in this vision tell us in verse 20 that in the right hand of Lord Jesus Christ there are seven stars and seven lampstands.
在意象中，在神右手也有七个星，还有七个金灯台。
What does it mean?
这什么意思呢？
Of course, imagine yourself in the right hand of Lord Jesus Christ. Here are a lot of things.
可能我们可以想象说，主耶稣的右手上有很多东西。
But seven only mean perfect number.
就是七只是一个完全的数字。
All the churches, all the true church, is in the hand of God.
所有的真教会都在神的手中。
Other worldly churches doesn't belong to Jesus. They are not in the hands of God.
其他的教会他们不在神的手中，因为他们不属于神的。
They do whatever they want. Jesus don't really care.
他们可以做他们所做的事情，神并不在乎。
They didn't follow the truth. There are a lot of bad things. They don't God. Jesus not really care.
因为他们并不听从神的话语，他们并没有遵守神的话语，所以神他并不在乎。
They can still develop well. Sometimes you can see the member growing.
虽然有时候我们可能看见说他们的教会的人数都一直在增加。
But because they doesn't belong to Jesus.
这是因为他们并不属于神的。
It's not in the hands of God.
所以他们不在神的手中。
But true church is in the hand of God.
是我们真教会是在神的手中。
So brother and sister, if we are in the true church in the end time, we must have this very clear.
所以兄弟姐妹们，我们要把这个弄得非常清楚。
The church is in the hand of God.
我们要知道说教会是在神的手中。
First, this means God is in control.
第一代表说神他是在掌权的。
Not human in control.
并不是人我们在
控制。Sometimes we worry, oh, now we worry about our church, this and that.
有时候我们会替我们的教会担心。
Yes, it's good to pray for the church and worry for the church.
我们知道说我对为教会祷告是非常好的事情。
But don't worry.God is in control of His church.
但是我们不要过分的担心，因为我们的神他掌控着。
He knows everything.
他知道所有的事情。
He knows all the different churches, all the situation.
他知道所有的教会，所有的情况。
He knows it more than you and me.
他比我们任何人知道的都多。
He knows every single member.
他知道每一个信徒
in and out.
无论在教会里面还是外面的。
Even you are sitting here, you are thinking whatever you are thinking, Jesus knows about it.
就算我们就在这里你现在所想的东西，他都知道。
Whether you agree to the teaching, Jesus knows about it.
或者你同意讲到讲台上所讲的，主耶稣也知道。
Or in your heart, you say, "Oh no, this is nothing." Oh, Jesus also knows.
或者你在下面可能想说，哎，你讲错了。讲到主耶稣，他都知道。
Jesus knows all our mind and thinking.
主耶稣知道我们所想的任何一个东西。
So that's why our church is in God's hand.
所以我们的教会是在神的手中。
That means God will always take care.
这意思就是说，神他会。看顾他的教会
and also God will guide our church.
他也会带领我们的教会
And also here tell us the seven stars are also in God's hand.
这里也告诉我们说，七个星也在神的手中。
What do they mean stars? They are the angel or they are the messenger. That means the workers in the church.
这七星代表教会的使者，就是在教会工作的人。
Today we have many brothers and sisters that love God, they work for God.
在今天我们教会有很多很爱神的兄弟姐妹们，他们都为神来工作。
You are the stars in Jesus' hand, can you remember?
我们要记得说，我们是神这手中的星星。
If you love Jesus, you work for him, you are his stars.
如果我们爱神，我们为神来工作，我们就是他手中的星星。
Spiritually speaking, you are very highly esteemed, you are highly valued.
所以属灵上来讲，我们是神非常看重的人。
So that's why Jesus cares about his church.
所以主耶稣他非常看顾他的教会。
Jesus cares about his worker.
他看顾他的工人。
Because this is his lampstand.
因为这是他的金灯台。
So that's why we have to learn from here.
所以我们要从这里来
Then
一起学习。
You may think about what is this seven lampstand look like?
所以我们可能会想说，这个七个灯台看是什么样子？
Is there any spiritual teaching?
在这个有没有什么一些属灵的教训呢？
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 25.
我们现在一起翻开出埃及记的第二十五章。
Exodus chapter 25, verse 31.
出埃及记第二十五章第三十一节。
Exodus 25:31.
出埃及记第二十五章第三十一节，要用金金做一个灯台。灯台的座和杆和鱼杯、球花都要连接一块垂出来。
Here tell us the design and the material of the golden lampstand.
这里告诉我们说，这个灯台的制作的材料还有样子。
Here tell us the material that to be the golden lampstand must be used pure gold.
这里告诉我们说。灯台要用纯金来做。
You cannot use silver, cannot use copper, but must only use gold.
我们不能用银，不能用铜，只能用金，就纯金来做。
Why must use gold?
我们为什么要用金子呢？
Because gold is the most precious metal you can find at that time.
因为在当时那个时候，金子可以算是最有价值的一个金属。
And it's also the most beautiful, it's always shining. Even after today, gold is the most beloved, most loved, most favored metal that people will buy and keep.
我们知道说金子它总是会发光，就算在现代来讲，人们还是非常的喜欢买金子。
So there's only one lampstand in the temple, in the tabernacle.
会幕里面只有一个灯台。
So you must use the best material to do it.
所以你要用最好的材料来做这个灯台。
Now our church, because lampstand represent church.
我们在说灯台代表教会。
How can we build our church?
我们要怎样建造教会呢？
Do we use the best material to build our church only?
我们会只是用最好的材料来建造这教会吗？
The material used to build a church is not bricks or wood.
我们知道说。建造教会并不是用石头来造的。
The material to build our true church is faith.
建造教会的材料是我们的信心。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
我们现在看一下彼得前书的第五章。
1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5.
对不起，彼得前书的第一章的第五节。
1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5.
彼得前书的第一章第五节，你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备 到末世要显现的救恩。
Here tell us that by faith you'll be kept by God.
这里告诉我们，你们因着信蒙神的能力保守。
We studied the book of Daniel this time in CNATS.
我们在成人神训班的时候，我们学习了但以理书。
There was a brother came to me in the afternoon.
有个弟兄在小的时候来找我。
He looks very worried.
他看起来非常的担心。
I said, "What? Why are you worried?"
我就问他，你在担心什么呢
？NATS finished now, so be happy, right?
我告诉他说，现在成人神训班结束了，你应该很高兴啊。
哎呀 ，preacher, I'm very worried.
他就说，传道，我非常的担心。
Because according to the Bible, there will be great persecution, great tribulation at the end time.
因为他跑来告诉我说，我们在末世的时候，我们教会会受大逼迫、大患难。
And you tell us if you're young, the younger you are, the more chance you encounter it.
你告诉我们说，越年轻的人会遭受的越多。
I'm very young, so.I'm really afraid I can't make it, right? When I'm persecuted, maybe I'll give up. Or if I give up at my last minute, then I wasted my whole life believing in Jesus.
所以看看我现在还很年轻，那如果无法承受这个大患难的话，我就无法进到天国以后。
It's really very difficult to imagine, right? If you have at a gunpoint or the knife on the neck, asking you whether you want to keep your faith, that's really difficult.
所以，但如果有人用枪指着我，或者用刀，对着我问我要不要继续信耶稣的时候，那我真的是不知道要怎么做。
In the time in the apostolic time, the Christian they were persecuted, they were fed to the lion, bound up in the pole to be burned, the saw chain, and they cut them in half. All the crazy thing happened to the Christian in the first century.
我们知道在第一世纪的时候，那些古圣徒，他们有些人面临着被扔到狮子坑里面，有些人被钉在十字架上，受到很多的逼迫。
哇 ，so he's really worried he cannot make it to the end.
所以这个弟兄他就非常的担心说，自己能不能承受这个末世的这些患难。
But this Bible tells us，
圣经这样告诉我
们 ，If you have faith, God's power can protect you。
真理告诉我们说，如果我们有信心的话，神的能力会保护我们。
And then you have the heavenly kingdom that reserved for you for the end time。
然后我们就有天国为我们准备预备着。
It's not really because you are strong.
这里说并不是因为我们信心有
多么强。By your faith.
那是因为是我们的信，因为我们的信心。
That's why I share with the brother.
所以我就这样子跟那位弟兄讲。
You don't have to worry too much.
我说你并不需要担心太多。
Whether you can live until that day is unknown.
你也不知道你会活到看见患难的那个时候。
Whatever happens, happen. You just trust in God.
不论发生什么事，你只要信神就是。
By faith, God will keep us.
因为我们就要靠着神，神会保守我们。
So here tells us by faith we'll be kept by God.
所以这里告诉我们说，如果我们信，有信心，神就会保守我们。
In our church, we see so many things.
在教会我们看到很多的事情。
Different families in different times they receive trials and tests from God.
不同的家庭在不同的时间，他们都会受到不一样的一些患难。
But if you have faith, you overcome it.
但是如果我们有信心的话，我们就可以克服、战胜他们。
Verse six,
第六节。因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。
Verse seven,
第七节，叫你们的信心既被试炼，就比那被火试炼人坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
There's one thing that Lord Jesus Christ highly esteemed and make it valuable.
在这里，耶稣有个东西，他看得非常的重。
It's pure gold.
那就是金晶。
People like gold, right?
我们知道，我们大家都很喜欢金子。
Recently, the iPhone come out, the new iPhone.
我们知道最近新的 iPhone 出来了。
And then there's one model everybody try to get it, but even they have money, you cannot buy.
但是它数量有限，虽然大家都有钱，但是并不是每个人都可以买到。
Which model do you know?
我知道哪个新款是最热销的。
The gold model, gold color.
那就是金子颜色的那个 iPhone.
People like gold, right?
因为我们知道人都很喜欢金子。
Even if you cannot buy the pure gold, but look like gold, you still feel good.
虽然你可能买不到真正的金子，但是你可以买到金子。颜色一样的东西，你也很高兴。
But Jesus wants something gold, but not the physical gold.
耶稣他希望我们像金子，但并不是想要金子。
Jesus wants our faith to be tested, and if you pass the test, your faith become gold.
耶稣要我们 受试炼之后，我们的信心就会像金子一样。
Just like in the past few days, we hear so many testimony.
就像过去几天，我们都听到许多的见证。
Yesterday, we have Sister Grace to share with us how her family encountered trials and tribulation.
昨天我们有 Grace 姐妹，她跟我们大家一起分享说她的家庭。怎么接受到一些患难。
I know the youngest son, Haniel,
我们知道Haniel,
suffered a burn from 1.7 liter of boiling water on his body.
他有 1.7 升的水热水沸腾的水烫到他的身上。
Putting on his upper body, so severe burn.
所以他上半身都非常有很严重的烧伤。
Other kids suffered a burn. They stayed there for 1 week, still haven't come out of the hospital.
有些人烫伤时候在医院待了一个星期都没有出来。
But they know how to trust in God.
但是他们知道怎么信靠神。
They know how to pray to God.
他们知道怎么向神祷告。
Even when the baby is crying, suffering for the burn, they pray to God with the baby.
虽然那个小孩子他一直在那里哭，但是他们在旁边一直为他祷告。
And God calmed the baby even when he was suffering.
所以虽然那小孩子在 皮肉上面受了点苦，但神都有安慰他。
And they were encouraged because they know that Jesus will help them.
他们也受到非常大的鼓励，他们也一直相信说神会医治他。
Grace testified, she called her mother in Korea.
所以Grace 姐妹她就见证说她打电话到韩国。
Her mother told her, don't worry, it'll be okay, we just pray.
那他妈妈这样告诉他说：“那不用担心，只要祷告。”
Her mother don't even see him in the hospital, didn't know the situation.
那他的妈妈都没有看到小孩子烫成什么样子，他都不知道发生什么事。
But her mother had faith in Jesus.
但是他的妈妈在非常的有信心。
Just pray, God will take care.
那就说只要信，神会保守看顾。
Just according to what we believe.
就像我们所信的一样。
Whole church praying for them.
所有的教会为他们祷告。
Two days come out of the hospital.
今天我们看到已经在医院里出来了。
And then Haniel was so active again, right? Walking around.
Haniel 小弟兄他现在非常的活泼。
Even the scar disappear. Now the skin very normal.
他的
not much scar.
那所有的伤疤都已经没消失了，没有了。
So even he was burned, but he's not destroyed.
所以他虽然被烫伤了，但他没有被烧坏。
He's still very handsome. In the future, I think he's still very handsome.
我想他在将来也会非常的帅。
Sometimes God allows bad things to happen to us, just like how Haniel, he was burned. He was burned by hot water.
所以有时候我们会像 Haniel 弟兄一样，我们可能会受到一些试炼试探。
But God allows us to encounter this not to destroy us.
但神让我们遇到这些事情，并不是要摧毁我们。
But rather to train our faith.
他是要试炼我们的信心。
To trust in him.
是要我们相信他。
To trust in his almighty power.
是要让我们相信他的权能。
To increase the prayer.
让我们可以更多的来祷告。
I didn't ask why or grace, right? But I'm sure in the past 2 weeks is the time they prayed the most in their whole life.
我并没有问过华兄弟和他的妻子，但是我相信说在他过去两个星期来，他们可能祷告的时间比他一生祷告过的时间更多。
Am I correct?
我是对的吗
？Yes, they say yes. The past two weeks they must pray a whole lot. Every day must pray a lot. Whole day their heart is praying.
所以过去的两个星期，他们肯定是每天的都在祷告。
Why? Because you're suffering.
为什么呢？因为他们受到的患难。
When you suffer, you need Jesus.
当你在受患难的时候，你们就需要耶稣。
So you pray.
所以你就会祷告。
And when you pray more, your faith increases.
当你更多的来祷告的时候，你的信心就会增加。
So even the fire burn you, but did not destroy you.
所以火可能它会烧你，但它并不会把你烧
掉。After you go through the fire, gold is remain. The pure gold is remain.
所以当金子被火烧过之后，金就会存留。
The brother and sister, the church is not just like this.
所以我们教会就是像这样子的。
Every individual member is like this.
每一个信徒都是这样子的。
Are you pure gold?
你是金基吗？
Or you are scrap metal?
或者你只是一些
废铁。You know, there's a whole lot of difference between scrap metal and pure gold, right?
我们知道金基跟废铁有非常大的区别。
If you go to scrap metal yard, all the junk yard, you see all the old car being squeezed, being I know all the metal, all the steel are there, but maybe one ton is just like two bucks.
如果你们去废铁回收厂的，我们会看见说，那可能有一大堆的金属在那边，但是那一大堆的东西可能就值两块钱。
Because it's useless.
因为那些是废铁。
Unless you burn it.
除非你们把它烧过。
Unless you melt it.
除非你把它用火来烧。
And then you destroy the impurity.
然后把那些不纯的东西烧掉。
And then you get some pure metal.
那从中我们就会得到那些。 纯的金属,
our faith is just like this.
那我们的信心呢, 就是像这样子,
we have so much weaknesses.
我们有非常多的软弱,
yeah, in the surface, wow, we are so good, right? You come to church, we do this and that, we thought that we are quite okay, but actually, we may not be that good.
可能在表面上, 我们看起来都不错, 我们都会来教会, 我们都会做这个做那个, 但是可能实际上并不是这样子。
Until we are tested, then you know how valuable you are.
只有等到我们受到这个试炼的时候，我们才知道我们到底信心有多么的坚强。
So the church has to be tested.
所以教会必须经过试炼。
So sometimes you ask, is this the true church? Why this happened?
所以有时候我们会问说，这到底是不是真教会？为什么这件这个事情会发生？
Why God allowed this to happen?
为什么神让这个事情发生呢？
Why you have to go through so much?
为什么我们要经受这些东西呢？
If you understand the teaching, you understand why God allow us to go through so much.
如果我们知道这个教训的话，我们就知道说神为什么让那些事情发生。
God want to test us.
因为神他要试炼我们。
When God is testing us, God separate the good and bad.
当神试炼我们的时候，他就会把好的跟坏的都分开。
The worthy and unworthy, God separate.
把那些配的与不配的分开。
When you are tested, everything will show off, show out.
当我们接受试炼的时候，缺的东西都会显现出来。
Impurity will burn out.
那些不纯的东西就会烧掉。The
pure one will remain.
那纯的东西就会留下来。
That's why in the end time, why God allows more and more tribulation, test, persecution, to let the church to go through.
所以在末世的时候，神会让 越来越多的试炼患难临到教会的身上
，because God want to separate，
因为神要分别出来。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13。
我们看一下马太福音的第13章。
Matthew chapter 13，
马太福音的第13章
，verse 47，
第47节。
Matthew chapter 13， verse 47，
马太福音书的第13章第47节。 天国又好像玩撒在海里，聚拢各样水族。
Here tell us is the end, almost the end of the parable of the heavenly kingdom.
这里是天国的比喻的结论，差不多是结论了啊。结论，because
the heavenly kingdom represents the church.
因为我们知道说，天国代表着教会。So
here tell us that heavenly kingdom is just like somebody casting out the net.
所以这里既然说。
Just mean the church developed, right? More many people will believe, and then many people will come, get baptized, and come into the net.
这代表说，在末世的时候，很多人就会来信主耶稣。
And then out, you draw the net, and then on the ground.
所以网就收起来，放在水面上。
But the fisherman will sit down and open the net and try to find out what he got in the net.
那些渔夫，他们就会坐下来，然后打开网，看看。 在碗里捞到了什么东西?
And then the fisherman will only pick the good fish and then put it aside, and then the bad fish or somebody useless just throw it away.
所以那些渔夫他会看到把好的鱼，他会把它放在一边，那些不好的他就扔掉了。
Verse 47, verse 49 tell us the end of the world is just like this.
那49节这里告诉我们说，世界的末了也就是这样子。What
is the end of the world?
那世界末了是什么时候呢？
Judgment day.
那个代表的就是审判的那天。What
is the net?
那个碗是什么呢？
The net inside contains all the members in the true church.
那个碗里面的鱼就是代表所有在真教会的信徒。
Because God already net them. Already belong to God, but inside God want to choose it one more time.
因为神已经把他们挽起来了，都放在碗里面了。但是神要在那碗中再一次的拣选。
So don't think all the one in the net will be chosen. No.
所以我们不要以为说在碗里面所有的都是神所要拣选的。God
will choose it.
是这样子的。
God will choose it one more time.
因为神会再一次的来拣选。
So he will choose the no good, throw it away.
所以当神看到如果是不好的话，神就会把它扔掉。
God will only keep the righteous and throw away the wicked.
神会就把那些义人留下来，那些做坏事的人，神会把他扔掉。
So verse 50.
所以第五十节。
And then throw them to the fire, and then there will be gnashing of the teeth.
第五十节，丢在火炉里，在那里必要哀哭切齿。
Oh, so this is something will happen at the end time.
所以这就是末世会发生的事情。
So pure gold have to go through a test.
所以我们知道说，金金是必须。
The more the true church approaches the end time, the more tests the true church will go through.
所以当教会进入末世的时候，会遭受越来越多的患难。
考验。So we have to have strong faith.
所以我们要有个坚强的信心。
Only the pure faith, pure gold will remain.
只有坚强的信心，只有金金才能存留到最后。
And let's turn back to Exodus chapter 25.
我们现在看回来出埃及记的第二十五章。
Here it was verse 31 that the golden lampstand have to be hammered out by one piece of gold.
这里第三十节告诉我们说，这个灯台要是用一块金子来锤出来的。
This is a very, very important spiritual teaching.
这是个非常重要的属灵的教训。
Now you get a pure gold.
现在我们有了这个金金。
If today we are going to make it, then we may use different parts and connect together, join together. It's easier, right?
现在我们可能会把这个金子与其他的材料一起来混合，
很多块金子连在一起，
很多块金子连在一起做一个东西。
You join different parts together, it's easier.
如果我们把那些不同的金子放在一起，做一个东西可能会更简单。
But God doesn't want a golden lampstand made that way.
但是神他并不想要灯台那样子来做。
God doesn't want many different parts.
神并不想要很多不一样的
零件，
不零件。
God want only one piece.
神只要一个零件。
One piece make the golden lampstand.
他只要一个零件来做这个灯台。
But you say, oh, it's very difficult, right? How can I make it from one piece?
那我们可能想说，那怎么可能呢？可能很难做我们想要做的东西。
But God gave wisdom to the master craftsman.
但是神在这里，他把智慧给那些做这东西的人。
You use a hammer.
你可以用一个锤子
，one piece of gold，
然后用一个金子
，and then you start to hammer，
然后你就一直锤
，hammer it every day， weeks， month，
可能一天、一个月、一年。
At the beginning, there's no shape, and then you have to make the shape。
可能在开始的时候并没有什么形状，所以你要慢慢的在那里敲。
Now you have to cut something out。
你可能要剪掉一些东西。
Can you imagine how many strike of hammer？Have to be there to make a golden lampstand.
所以我们可能要想象说，他要锤多少下才能锤出那个金灯台的样子。
When I was in high school, because I was in a technical school before, so when I was in grade 7, grade 6, we have a metal work class.
当我在六年级或七年级的时候，我有上这个
金工课。So one of the tasks is you have to hammer some metal and then.Burn it, and then hammer something out of the shape.
所以我其中的一个要做的事情就是要拿一个金属，要把它拿去烧，烧了之后要把它做成一个形状。
Lots of work.
那需要很多的工作。
I'm not good at that, so I can never make a good craftsman.
所以我并不是很擅长做那个东西。
But this craftsman must be very good.
但是这个工人他非常的厉害。
But must take him hundred thousands of strike.
同时他可能也锤了至少有上几十万下。
That's why it is a Chinese saying, right? 千锤百炼啊 ，tens of thousands of strike just to form this something useful.
所以中文就是我一个成语就叫千锤百炼。
This is how God treats us today.
所以神今天就是这样子来试炼我们。
And also, He wants to use a hammer to strike us.
同时他也用那个锤子来锤我们。
So what is the hammer?
那个锤子代表什么呢
？Let's turn to the book of Nehemiah.
我们看一下尼希米记
23.
尼希米记的第二十三章
，verse 29.
第二十九节。
Nehemiah 23 verse 29.
尼希米记的第二十三章第二十
23. Nehemiah 23 verse 29. 23. Sorry, 23, 29, 23章29节。
没有23章。
Nehemiah, sorry. Jeremiah, I'm okay, sorry.
对不起.
都是米, 耶利米书,
耶利米书,
sorry. Jeremiah 23, 29.
耶利米书的 23章 29节。 23,
29.
耶利米书 23章 的第 29节。 那耶和华说, 我的话岂 不像火, 又能像打碎磐石的大锤吗?
He tell us, what is the hammer of the Lord?
真理告诉我们说, 神的锤子是什么?
What is the fire?
什么是火?
Is the word of the Lord.
火是就是神的话语。
How can you become shape of the golden lampstand?
那我们怎样才可以成为那个灯台的样子呢?
How can you be one?
怎么可能就一个就用一块金子呢?
By God's word. In the past week, 6 days, about 30 NATS students locked up in the church, being hammered.
在过去的一个礼拜里，有三十几个成人神训班的学生，他们经历过这些锤子。
Actually, it's not easy to go through NATS. That's why many members, they are not to come, right? They say, oh, I can sit 1 hour, it's okay. You tell me to sit 6 hours every day and for 1 week, they don't come.
所以很多人并不想来承认神训班，因为他们觉得做一小时可能没问题，但是要一天要做六个小时，有点太多了。
Especially our pew is very hard, right?
尤其是我们的椅子非常的硬。
You sit, listen to the whole day, oh, it's very difficult.
如果我们要坐在那下面听一整天，可能非常的累。
But for those who are thirsty for God's word, they came.
但是那些他们想渴慕神话语的人，他们都来了。
And for those they came,
那他们来的人，
after the 1 week, if you ask every single one of them, they're so joyful.
如果我们问问他们其中的任何一位，他们每一个人都是非常高兴的。
Because the word of God keep hammering them.
因为神的话语就每天的锤着他们。
They shape them, change them.
神的话语每天改变他们。
Sometimes our own personality, just like a metal, but with our own shape.
有时候我们的个性可能就像 那些金属一样都有自己不一样的形状。
Your own shape cannot be used by God.
因为我们自己的形状可能不能被神所来用。
Sometimes we are proud.
你说我们骄傲。
Too strong opinion.
或者我们的意见很强。
Bad temper.
我脾气很坏。
Self-centered.
非常自我中心。
Jealousy.
很嫉妒别人。
Gossip.
一直讲别人闲话。
Liar.
我们说谎。
This is our own personality.
这个可能是我们自己的个性。
But the hammer of God will come and strike us.
这是神的锤子, 祂会来锤我们。
If you are gold, you know gold is very soft, right?
我们知道金子是非常的软的。
If you are gold, the hammer come strike, you change the shape.
如果我们是金子的话, 那锤子如果一直的锤我们, 那我们就会慢慢改变我们的。
The more you hear God's word into your heart, your soul, your spirit, God will change your personality.
那如果我们 听神的话语越多的话, 那我们的个性就会慢慢的越来越多的改变。
There's a sister share with me.
有个姐妹来曾经这样跟我分享。
Oh, after coming for 1 week,
她说, 来教会一个星期之后,
I hear the word of God.
当我听完了神的话语,
I started to realize I was proud.
我开始, 认识到说自己原来是有点骄傲的。
In the past, I read the Bible, but I didn't understand because I was proud.
在之前当我读圣经的时候，我并不明白，那是因为我骄傲。That's
why, because my heart was hard.
因为当时他的心里是非常的坚硬。
But now, this week, I humble myself.
这是在这个星期当中，我谦卑下来。After
I humble myself, I started to understand and realize the preciousness of the God's word.
所以只有当他谦卑下来的时候，他才发现说神的话语有多么的宝贵。
So this hammer will hammer us, it become the golden lampstand.
所以这个锤子它会一直来锤我们，直到我们变成那个金灯台。
Hammer us become together.
它会把我们敲在一起。
Become useful for Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们成为为神所有用的人。
So hopefully we all become a golden lampstand.
所以我希望说大家都可以成为这个金灯台。
Shine for the Lord in darkness.
可以在黑暗中为神来发光。
Matthew, the book of Matthew,
马太福音书,
chapter 5,
第五章,
verse 15,
第十五节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 15,
马太福音书的第五章第十五节。 马太福音书的第五章第十五节。 人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。
16.
第十六节，你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，使将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
The true church shall become the light in darkness.
所以真教会就是应该要是在黑暗中的一盏灯。
Because we are the golden lampstand.
然后我们就是那个金灯台。
We are different than every other worldly churches.
我们跟世界上其他的教会是不一样的。
True church member is different than other people.
真教会的信徒应该跟其他的人不一样。
We should shine the light in darkness.
我们应该在黑暗中放出光来。
Because this is why God called us.
因为这是神呼召我们的原因。
Let's sing him.
我们现在一起唱赞美诗。
300.